can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
You've heard of random acts of kindness. This Christmas, hundreds of hospitalized patients will be touched by random acts of flowers. With more, here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, volunteers have been busy going to restaurants, wedding halls, and churches and gathering up the flowers used for events. Those flowers have been restyled into new bouquets, and Random Acts of Flowers is distributing them to people who have to spend Christmas in hospitals and nursing homes. Larson J. founded a Random Acts of Flowers charity after he was hospitalized and found all the flowers that he'd been sent cheered him up, but many patients had none.
I loaded up the wheelchair, and we went around and just gave away our flowers.
Police in California will soon stop towing cars from unlicensed drivers at sobriety checkpoints. A state law that takes effect January the 1st is a major victory for advocates who say that vehicle impounds in rich cities and towing companies at the expense of illegal aliens. Like most states, California denies driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Under the new law, they will get to keep their cars if stopped at checkpoints as long as they are sober and can find a licensed driver. Budget cutbacks have sent a central New York County sheriff scrambling to find advertising revenue to keep a high-tech police helicopter flying in 2012. His proposed solution? Slap a corporate logo on the Bell 407 chopper. Talks are currently underway with two potential sponsors. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eglin's Best. In the world of eggs, Eglin's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eglin's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eglin's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eglin's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eglin's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best?
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We have a great show for you today. Later in the hour, we're going to be discussing a conflict between a golf course and the wildlife it has displaced. This story comes in from San Francisco Bay Area and pits environmentalists against golfers and the mayor of San Francisco. But first, we all hear a lot about how dogs and cats are treated in China, and much of it is not very nice. We especially hear about dogs as food for people. Well, how do the Chinese really regard dogs, and cats for that matter? Are dogs and cats kept as pets in China? And are our worst suspicions justified? Well, we're going to find out precisely what occurs in China from our first guest. We are delighted to have on the show Jill Robinson, who's founder and CEO of Animals Asia. Previously, we have spoken about the wonderful work of Animals Asia to rescue moon bears in Asia. Hi, Jill, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Laurie. Lovely to join you.
Jill, let's just start with the big question, and that is, are dogs and cats consumed by people in China?
I'm afraid they are, yes, by the million, actually, Laurie. But I would say, you know, after about sort of 26 years of living over there, I can honestly say that, you know, the tide is turning, and there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of animal welfare people across the country who are absolutely against the consumption of animals that we see in the West as companion animals.
And Jill, has it always been that way?
I'm afraid so. I mean, there's obviously a strong cultural aspect, and you know, this is not sort of a Western imperialist talking to you, you know, pointing her finger at Chinese people and saying you shall not eat dogs and cats. As I said, you know, there is a real groundswell now of support for these companion animals by people in China who no longer want to take part in this cultural practice and really want to reverse this tide of what has been happening with companion animals, recognizing, of course, that dogs especially are such a fundamental help for humankind across the world.
Jill, is it legal for dogs and cats to be sold for human consumption in China?
That's a very good question, Laurie. There's a lot of grey areas. It's neither legal or illegal. There are no sort of laws protecting dogs and cats from being slaughtered, but neither are there laws sanctioning their slaughter for the food chain. So, as I say, it's a grey area. It still happens. There's still main provinces across the country, you know, where dogs and cats are largely consumed. But again, there's a massive tide of people against it.
So you mentioned millions of dogs and cats are slaughtered for their meat in China every year. Where do these dogs come from? Are they raised specifically for meat production?
Well, another very good question. You know, in the many, many years that we've been researching this, in the early years, yes, we used to see that dogs and cats were farmed for the industry. But today, we suspect that no longer happens. We are not finding these massive great farms across the country, purely, I think, because they just are not able to raise dogs, especially en masse, because of the disease aspect. And they will not, you know, fund the vaccinations the dogs require, because then that puts more, you know, takes more money out of their pockets. So what we're finding now and what we've been seeing in the last few years is that more and more of these dogs that we see in the markets are wearing collars, which indicates to us that they are stolen. And when we are part of the dogs that are being intercepted on the trucks, and this is, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dogs that are being intercepted, again, we're looking at many of them that are wearing collars that are showing that they're stolen as well. And a lot of the owners are actually coming over to these trucks when they're intercepted to try to reclaim their dogs and their cats.
Oh, my God, that's just horrible.
It is really grim, Laurie, it is. And again, this is why I think that there's so much more support now from the general public in China who are acknowledging that this is not just a disgusting and cruel trade, but it's also an illegal one as well, because this is the one area I think that can be really honed in on, but you know, by the fact that these dogs and cats are being stolen now.
Jill, are there laws regulating the methods of slaughter of these poor animals?
No, I'm afraid not. And again, you know, the methods of slaughter are inherently cruel. They are often bludgeoned over the heads, or they have knives put through their necks and into their hearts, through their jugular veins, where they're bled out. Many of the dogs that you see, you know, wake up into consciousness. It is grim. It is really grim. And, of course, I'm not even, you know, I haven't even started on the fact that after they're stolen, they're transported for days on the backs of these trucks in tiny wire cages, you know, roughly around the size of a large microwave oven. You could be getting 10 dogs into one of these cages, just squashed in. And in all the elements on the backs of trucks, in the freezing cold of the winter or the boiling hot of the summer, and they're for, you know, days at a time, throughout the day, throughout the night, from the north right down to the south of China. And by the time, you know, these trucks stop at the markets, many of the cats and dogs are, of course, are dead. Many of the females have been pregnant and they're aborting along the way. And, you know, by the time they get to the markets, many of them are already at death's door. And those that aren't at death's door are severely stressed and traumatized, injured, because the way that the cages are thrown off the trucks from several feet high, from, you know, into the air, down onto the concrete ground, where the cages are smashing onto the concrete. The animals are obviously injuring and breaking their limbs, having their faces smashed. It's just hideous, really hideous.
Yeah, it's just horrific. It's just horrific to think about. I mean, the one good thing you said is that the trend is changing there, and It's just incredible to me, and the work you're doing is helping that, I know. Now, your team, Jill, has just completed an investigation of dogs, dog and cat markets in China. Why do you conduct these, and what did you discover this year?
Yeah, well, we just need to be very current and up to date. We don't want to be accused by the authorities of using old information. So we performed a large-scale investigation in January of this year and again just this month. And throughout, and obviously going into markets in between, and throughout this time, you know, again, we are seeing the dogs and cats wearing collars. We're seeing animals that have clearly been socialized in loving family homes. We also rescued a dog in January of this year, Tojai, which means rabbit, because she was rescued in the year, the Chinese year of the rabbit. And, you know, we're just seeing these awful slaughterhouses, the markets, obviously, that I've just been describing, the illegal practices. We're seeing that the dogs and cats' fur is obviously being used in the fur industry, either as trims for fur coats or as little trinkets, you know, that you put in your hair, little fur bobs. So, you know, just across the board, it's just, as I say, a disgusting practice where... It's the Chinese themselves that, you know, many of them now are against this industry.
Yeah, you know, it is disgusting and it's horrific. And one might say, they might say, well, it's no different than the way we treat, you know, our food production, our cattle, our chickens, our cows.
Well, in many ways, I think a lot of people would be right. You know, I always pinpoint an example, actually, in the U.S. That says that apparently in recent studies of slaughterhouse workers, whereas we know in the U.S. some 9 billion animals are killed in the intensive farming industry, and slaughterhouse workers apparently routinely admitted to bludgeoning, dismembering, and boiling fully conscious animals. So, you know, and in where I come from in the UK, you know, slaughterhouse premises are always being exposed, you know, of abhorrent practices. It's just because it happens behind closed doors that, you know, we're not generally seeing this sort of stuff happening. But with undercover investigations and hidden cameras now, you know, a lot of problems are being you know, openly faced by the intensive farming industry. And but as I say, you know, obviously in China, it's just a wee bit different, I think, as well in the fact that this is animals that are generally being recognized, as I said before, of helping humankind over the last 14,000 years. And I think this is where we've really got to sort of pinpoint that if we can focus on animals that are seen as our best friends, then we can move on to other animals that are similarly abused, whether it's in China, whether it's in the US, the UK, you know, through intensive farming practices, and say, look, the whole thing has to drastically change. None of us can hold our heads up high. Animals, whatever in intensive farming practices, are being slaughtered inhumanely, whether the laws are there or not.
Right. Jill, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about this deal that Animals Asia made with an animal trader to save hundreds of dogs from the food market. You're listening to Animals Today. We're speaking to Jill Robinson, founder and CEO of Animals Asia.
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's DesertPaws, all one word, .org.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry, I'm a hugger.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Jill Robinson, founder and CEO of Animals Asia, the incredible work they do, and we're learning about how dogs and cats are treated in China. It's just, it's horrific, the things we're hearing from Jill. Jill, you were able to strike a deal with an animal trader to save hundreds of dogs from the food market. Tell my listeners what happened.
Well, Laurie, funnily enough, it was actually even more exciting because it was a local group, a local Chinese group that we actually support in Chengdu. And together with another group, they intercepted a truck, believe it or not, carrying 800 dogs just a couple of weeks ago. And they divided the truck up into, I think one of the groups took around 400. The Qimen group that we work with took around 350. And they got the trader, the dealer, to agree to sign never to farm dogs again and never to trade in dogs again. And they paid some money for the dogs, but for that money, as I say, they got the deal and they got the dogs out of there. And we've been working now for the last few weeks. Our veterinary staff have been going there every week and helping to vaccinate all the dogs and helping to deal with those with, you know, obviously parvovirus and distemper and bad skin conditions, you name it, the injuries, etc. But the fact is that a lot of those dogs now have been saved from that industry. And this is becoming more and more regular now. You know, a couple of years ago, we would never have seen anything like this. But over the last couple of years, over the last couple of weeks, there's been five different interceptions of dogs and cats across the country involving, as I said, you know, thousands of dogs and cats now. It's phenomenal, this great change. Just, I was reading this morning, funnily enough, a man in Guizhou actually got into a cage himself and stripped down to his underpants, believe it or not, in a cage, calling for the general public not to eat dogs and cats. And he was then joined by a group of animal welfareists that were chanting in the streets, demonstrating in the streets against the consumption of dogs and cats. So this is a massive movement now that is beginning in China that I would never, never, you know, have expected, as I say, even 5 years ago. So it's just great. You know, Chinese people are doing it for themselves, and I couldn't be more happy.
Oh, that's so great. With your help, of course, I'm sure that's why. Now, there was also a dog meat festival, Jill, which was canceled. What's the story there?
Yeah, well, again, it's as simple as that. You know, the animal welfareists in that area, they protested against this dog meat festival, which then became just so hot for the local authorities to handle that they, in the end, decided, this is enough, we'll just cancel it. And, you know, it's just becoming less and less unique. And I think, you know, just people's, you know, there's more and more people out there wanting to bring dogs into their family. We have a program in China called Dr. Dog. We've had it in Hong Kong now for the last 20 years. It's been accepted and embraced into mainland China, where dogs go into hospitals and disabled centers and old people's homes and children's homes and just show the community again that dogs and cats are worth much, much more as our friends rather than food. And this is, again, it's not just the animal lovers there, but it's the general public, it's the hospitals, it's the doctors, it's the public healthcare people. They are now acknowledging what we know in the West, that being in the company of animals reduces our blood pressure levels, our cholesterol levels, it boosts our immune system, it makes us feel good. And again, dogs and cats are good for our physical and psychological health.
Yeah, and they're slowly coming to realize that. Now, Jill, what you were just describing, was that Animals Asia Dog and Cat Welfare Campaign?
It is. It's called Friends or Food, but under that we've got programs like Dr. Dog, where the dogs go into hospitals. We've got another one called Professor Paws, where the dogs go into schools, believe it or not, and help to enhance children's English language skills or help to enhance their awareness of the animal welfare and the environmental aspects of the world around us. So it's multifaceted, and it's just these far-reaching education programs that are getting into the Chinese public and the community, and again, just showing how much we benefit from living with animals in our lives.
Yeah, and my listeners should know, the citizens have been inspired by you, by Animals Asia, and they're really taking the lead on dog and cat welfare, primarily because of your work. So really, congratulations for the great work you're doing. Jill, we've been speaking about China, but would you comment about the treatment of dogs and cats in other Asian or Southeast Asian countries? I know you have a program in Vietnam.
Well, our program in Vietnam actually just covers the bears at the moment, Laurie, where we obviously rescue these hundreds of bears from this horrible bear farming industry, which sees their bile used in traditional Chinese medicine. But in Vietnam, I hope that one day we will be able to introduce Dr. Dog there. But at the moment, we are just frantically busy, chaotically busy with the bears. And, you know, we just haven't got the time to do the Dr. Dog program. But one day, I hope, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and to learn more about the wonderful work Animals Asia is doing for the moon bears in China, we have our archive show on Animals Today website, animalstodayradio.com, where we interviewed Alice Ng, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, informative, educational interview. So check that out and the great work Animals Asia is doing. Jill, how can my listeners help you to help the dogs and cats in Asia?
Please simply just go onto our website, animalsasia.org, and learn about our programs and how you can help. You know, thousands of miles away, you can do so much to help the bears, dogs, and cats of Asia because of this new movement now that is just, you know, it's snowballing across the Asia continent. It really is. And I couldn't be more excited as a result. But it's only snowballing because the more that we're helped by people like yourselves and people in the United States, the more capacity we can be putting into these Asian countries to, align with respect for animals in this region. So thank you so much for that. And I think you have the U.S. number there, Laurie, that you can give folks out there to help us as well.
I certainly will. Jill Robinson, CEO and founder of Animals Asia. That's www.animalsasia.org. Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Laurie, very much for the opportunity.
You're listening to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. And you got to tell your friends about this show. We air every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We tackle these important issues concerning all animals, how they're treated by people, and their place in society. And, of course, we promote greater respect for and compassion towards all living creatures. Right after the break, we're going to talk to Carrie Krieger with Save the Frogs, and we're going to see how a golf course and frogs are somehow colliding here. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use. Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck. Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up. Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EBs sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Welcome back to the show, Carrie Krieger from Save the Frogs, where he is founder and executive director. Save the Frogs is America's first and only public charity dedicated to amphibian conservation. Their mission is to protect amphibian populations and to promote a society that respects and appreciates nature and wildlife. And they've been very busy with a campaign in San Francisco concerning the mayor and a golf course. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on again.
Sure. Carrie, what's the situation concerning frogs and a golf course up near San Francisco?
Well, we've been pushing the city pretty hard over the last year to improve what's going on at the Sharp Park wetlands. Basically, the city of San Francisco operates a golf course, the Sharp Park Golf Course, on top of a wetland. So you can't play golf when you're knee-deep in water. So what the city of San Francisco does is pump the wetlands out to sea. The golf course is right beside the ocean. And this is a big problem because wetlands are critical components of our ecosystems. Wetlands have been destroyed worldwide. About 95% of California's coastal wetlands have been destroyed. And at Sharp Park, there lives endangered California red-legged frogs and endangered San Francisco garter snakes. And the California red-legged frogs have had a lot of problems. They were nearly eaten to extinction in the 1890s by the California gold miners, and now they've got lots of habitat destruction issues and invasive species like non-native bullfrogs that eat them. So the city is pumping their wetlands out to sea. What that does, it brings the water levels down, and the egg masses of the frogs get stranded on dry land and die. And also when they're pumping water out to sea, it pumps tadpoles out to sea. So they're illegally killing endangered species without permits. So we got Supervisor John Avalos from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to put in legislation that would basically initiate the process of closing down the golf course and turning the management of the land over to the National Park Service to make the Sharp Park open to hiking, open to everybody. Also, another problem, the golf course actually loses over $100,000 of taxpayer money every year. So the legislation got passed by San Francisco Board of Supervisors a week ago, and then Mayor Ed Lee of San Francisco, who's a big-time golfer, threatened to veto it. So we got thousands of letters sent to him asking him, don't veto the legislation. But he went through and vetoed the legislation without having ever met with any of the environmental groups that wanted to discuss it with him. So right now, you know, San Francisco had a brilliant opportunity to improve the local environment and save the city $100,000 a year. But he went out of his way and vetoed it basically so that, you know, he can play golf and his golf buddies can play golf.
Right. So, Kerry, go back. How long has this been golf course been in existence and them constantly moving the wetlands to the water? How long has this been going on?
About 60 or 70 years.
Okay.
And so they put the golf course in a poor location. And
right.
The golf course is actually very poorly rated golf course as far as how good a golf course it is. It gets terrible ratings, and it loses the city money. The city is actually also being sued because they are killing endangered wildlife without permits there. So there's lots of other even public golf courses in the San Francisco area. There's actually about 10,000 golf courses in the United States. So to me, it's kind of crazy that we will keep killing endangered wildlife and keep the city losing money to support this golf course when there are so many other better golf courses, even in the Bay Area.
Right. Do you think removing this golf course and preserving the wetlands would save the species that are in danger there right now that you mentioned?
It would definitely help them recover their populations because you can't have I've been out to the wetlands, and also there's so many other species, like so many bird species that depend on wetlands, but basically, you know, it's just mowed down one-inch high grass for the golf course is all that's the habitat they have. And animals can't live on that kind of habitat. So it's a really a great restoration opportunity. Take the golf course. Right next to the golf course is the Golden Gate National Recreation Area run by the National Park Service, and it's beautiful land. And they're willing to take over management of it, make it, you know, bring it back to its nearly pristine state, and allow it for hiking opportunities for everybody, and the wildlife would definitely increase their population numbers. So right now we're calling on the mayor to rescind his veto, and we're trying to get 50,000 petition signatures. So if people go to SaveTheFrogs.com, all the info on the golf course and the wetlands are on the homepage of SaveTheFrogs.com, and there's a link to a petition they can send him. And we're also asking everybody to call the mayor's office. They actually do pick up the phone. His phone number is right on top of the SaveTheFrogs.com homepage, and it's really great for, you know, we've got to educate the mayor. He's a brand new mayor. He's new to politics. He became the mayor of San Francisco when Gavin Newsom left to become the lieutenant governor. So he needs to know that people do care about the environment and that San Francisco, it hurts their reputation when things like this happen.
Right. So you're pretty confident that if the course was decommissioned and permitted to revert to the wetlands, your expected result would occur, right?
Definitely.
And you mentioned about other golf courses there, and I know your group has maintained that there are over 10,000 golf courses in the United States, so closing down this one is not a big loss for the golfers.
It would actually be better for the golf community because the money could get used for golf courses that actually have good ratings, that are good golf courses, instead of pumping all the city taxpayer money into a golf course that not only causes environmental problems but isn't even that great a golf course.
Yeah, Carrie, I read a rebuttal which argued that closing the course down would be especially detrimental to deprived ethnic minorities and the middle class, seniors, and high school golfers because it's a public golf course and not a private country club. But you don't accept any part of that, right?
That sounds pretty crazy to me.
Right, right. And,
actually, you know what it's doing? As I said, the course loses the city over $100,000 a year. That, and the course is not even in San Francisco. It's owned by San Francisco. It's actually about 15, 20 miles south of San Francisco in Pacifica. So the city of San Francisco is spending their money on something in Pacifica when they should be using that. There's so many homeless people in San Francisco. There's so many schools that, you know, they can barely fund their science programs. Why not use all that money in San Francisco for San Francisco residents?
Agreed. Agreed. So do you think, Carrie, this will ever be revisited? You've called for Mayor Ed Lee to rescind his veto, but from what I've read, he doesn't appear to be listening.
He's definitely not listening. He still hasn't met with any environmental groups. I finally got a call back from his office, probably because we've left them hundreds of messages and sent them thousands of emails, and basically was saying, you know, the mayor, you know, doesn't want to meet with you. And yeah, this will continue. We still want him to rescind his veto, and we're trying to get, you know, nationwide publicity, and so that he starts thinking, you know, maybe this is important. He's a politician. He probably hopes to run for some higher office at some point. And also, as I said, the city is currently being sued for not having permits. So that's one of our methods right now. Wild Equity Institute is in charge of that lawsuit. And also, if need be, we can get it on the ballot for 2012, have a referendum and get people voting on it.
Yeah. Well, just for my listeners to know, it's Save the Frogs. It's www.savethefrogs.com. Let's help Carrie out here and the frogs and the wildlife. Carrie, in the last minute or so, I know Save the Frogs has a campaign concerning atrazine and trying to get it banned. Can you tell us what is atrazine and what's wrong with it?
Atrazine is one of the most commonly used pesticides on the planet. If you eat corn that's not organic, there's a very high chance that atrazine was sprayed on it. We use 80 million pounds of it in America each year. It's an endocrine disruptor. It was banned in the European Union in 2004. It's one of the most commonly detected pesticides in groundwater, tap water, and rainwater. So it's really all over the place in America. It's in 94% of our water samples, and it turns male frogs into females at 2.5 parts per billion. So we're calling on the U.S. EPA to put in a federal ban, and we have all kinds of info on that. SaveTheFrogs.com homepage. You can go click the atrazine link, send a letter to the EPA, and learn all about it.
Fantastic. Carrie Krieger, Save the Frogs, good work as always. Thank you for coming on Animals Today.
Thanks.
Don't go away. We have Peter in the News up next right here on Animals Today.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all-natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
You remember that song, Peter?
Very well.
Disco Duck. What year was that?
Disco Duck. Oh, let's see. 75?
Oh, mid-70s, I think. You're putting your money on 75 specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
What's going on in the news?
Well, first I want to tell you about a wonderful book we received.
Oh.
And it is called Curious Critters.
Okay.
And it's by David Fitzsimmons. It's a children's book. It's a picture book.
I love those. Look at those pictures.
And this is a large format with photographs.
Beautiful.
And the photographs are just shot with the various animals that are shot in very high resolution against a stark white background. So you're just looking at these incredible, colorful pictures
of
the
beautiful
animal. And then what David has also done, because he's a PhD and a writer, he's written a little poem or a little accompanying words with each one.
It is very sweet.
It's something you can definitely read to your kids or let your kids who are learning to read read to themselves. It's really really a cute thing. And then you go to his website, which is curious-critters.com, and then there's more games that you can play and more resources so you can learn more about these animals. And
That's great.
Just a great gift. It won the Silver Medal 2011 Moonbeam Children's Book Award.
Oh, good.
So that's by David Fitzsimmons. Thanks for sending it along.
Oh,
and we like it.
And thanks for sharing, Peter. Good.
Now, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Trying to put out his softer side is going to be opening up a new website called Pets with Newt.
Really?
Yes.
Is he the animal person?
It turns out there are zillions of pictures of him holding animals, making appearances, and he just has this great affinity toward animals.
So great.
And
I had no idea Newt was an animal person.
He does like animals. But now they want to try to show the lighter side of Newt.
Right.
Which I think needs a little display. So they're going to try to highlight that on a website.
Good.
And his love for animals.
Wow.
He doesn't have a dog, or he's had dogs his whole life, doesn't have one now, but if he ends up in the White House, they are going to, of course, have a dog, he says.
And we'll have to have him adopt and rescue a dog,
you know,
right?
That would be a great opportunity.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be a great thing.
He would be like probably, the first American president that...
You know, I don't see any of them have adopted their pets.
I know.
So,
if I knew he would do that, yes, we would want him as president.
That's the one criterion.
No, there's
there are others too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, in China, there was just a meeting to try to explore the use of bringing sniffer dogs to detect wildlife that is being traded illegally. So the idea is to grow this expertise, which are, you know, the sniffer dogs are used predominantly for drugs and explosives around the world.
Right.
But in China, they want to utilize the dogs to help detect illegally traded wildlife.
Okay. That's better than using the dogs for dog meat,
yes,
for people.
Yes, it is. It's a good use for
like our
for
earlier
dogs.
Segment talked about. So, what do you think about that?
I think
service
it's a great
dogs
idea.
For that purpose.
Yeah. You know, accepting that service dogs are a fact of life.
Yeah.
And military dogs are a fact of life.
Right.
And sometimes the service dogs' hips wear out, or the military dogs get killed, or
yeah.
the police dogs get shot. None of that's so great. But it's a fact of life. This is probably a good thing.
Well, if you're a dog in China, that would probably be the best
that
job
be the
you'd
best.
Want.
You'd be the head of the pack if
yeah.
you were a sniffer dog
yeah.
in China.
Yeah, I would want to be that.
Yeah. And so I'll let you know how that works out, if they're effective.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Kern County Animal Control, they are offering adoption gift certificates. So if you want your child to get animal, dog or a cat, and want the costs of adoption to be paid for, you could buy adoption gift certificate and give them as a gift, and then the person, the recipient, can go to the shelter and have their spay and neuter costs, their first vaccinations, microchip, and license fees covered with this gift.
You know, I have mixed feelings about that, Peter. I just don't like free adoptions for under any circumstance.
Right.
But if, I don't know, I think I should just end it there. I just don't like free adoptions for any. For the same reason I don't like giving dog or cat as a gift for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. So you want the person who's involved to have a little stake, a little monetary stake in the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, me too. I think there ought to be able to find $50 or $75 as a token of their willingness to be committed to this animal.
That's right. I mean, they need to be financially okay to take care of the
dog. That's okay. They need to. That's one thing, one hurdle.
Right.
And then the point I was making, they to show the commitment, to demonstrate.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's a big point there.
On the other hand, the shelters want to move the animals out almost no matter what.
Yeah.
And so they offer these things. I see them even offered locally by some folks who are on their email list.
Right.
Some, you know, they're going to waive the fee.
Yeah.
To move the animals out. It's a controversial thing.
It is controversial. I mean, if the shelters were more, if they were better at screening the potential adoptees, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But these days, because our shelters are so overcrowded, they just adopt anyone. So, that's why I'm not really for it.
Moving on to Canadian harp seal news.
Uh-huh.
A great new piece of news, and that is that in Belarus, Kazakhstan, and the Russian Federation, they've now banned the import and export of harp seal skins.
Oh, I love
that. So that's brand new, even since the other week when we were speaking with Fred O'Regan from IFAW.
Yeah.
Well, this is brand new news.
This is great.
So they're now on a board, and the trade is certainly on its way out. It certainly seems that way.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Even Putin, warm and fuzzy.